Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, spoke from the WHO's Geneva headquarters to give an update about monkeypox, the COVID-19 pandemic, and much more, including a call for the world to come back to its senses. He began with the global monkeypox outbreak, which has now spread to more than 35,000 cases in 92 countries.
Almost 7,500 cases were reported last week, a 20% increase over the previous week, which was also 20% more than the week before. Almost all cases are being reported from Europe and the Americas.
Tedros says most cases have been among men who have sex with men, so it's important to tailor services to communities that protect health, human rights, and dignity. He says vaccines may play an important part, but right now, while demand for vaccines is high in some countries, supplies are limited.
We remain concerned that the inequitable access to vaccines we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic will be repeated, and that the poorest will continue to be left behind.
On the subject of the COVID-19 pandemic, Tedros says worldwide 15,000 people died last week. He calls that completely unacceptable, since we already have tools to prevent infections and save lives.
There is a lot of talk about learning to live with this virus, but we cannot live with 15,000 deaths a week. We cannot live with mounting hospitalizations and deaths. We cannot live with inequitable access to vaccines and other tools.
Tedros then turned to the Greater Horn of Africa, where people face crises in countries like Ethiopia, Somalia, Kenya, Sudan, and Uganda.
Drought, conflict, climate change, and increasing prices for food, fuel, and fertilizer are all contributing to lack of access to sufficient food. Hunger and malnutrition pose a direct threat to health, but they also weaken the body's defenses and open the door to diseases including pneumonia, measles, and cholera.
Dr. Tedros also spoke rather passionately about the Tigray region of Ethiopia, the region Tedros comes from. He says 6 million people are under siege by the governments of Ethiopia and Eritrea, lacking basic services like electricity, food, and medicine. Like the war in Ukraine, that's an example of a human-caused disaster. But unlike Ukraine, Tedros says he has not heard any head of state asking about Tigray.
I can tell you that the humanitarian crisis in Tigray is more than Ukraine, without any exaggeration. And I said it many months ago, maybe the reason is the color of the skin of the people in Tigray.
Amid the multiple crises, with human-caused disasters making natural disasters worse, Tedros is calling on journalists to pay attention and on governments to take action.
The only thing we're asking is, can the world come back to its senses and uphold humanity?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.